Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hello everyone and welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Josh, and if you haven't guessed already, I am joined today by the brains of the operation, Rachel Shackleton, for another gorgeous news roundup on this here Thursday morning.
I'm like going to kick things off.
Thank you. I try to switch it up every single time and I'm going to run out eventually. But Rach, do you like The Lord of the Rings?
I absolutely flipping love The Lord of the Rings.
Do you like Lord of the Rings games?
I do. Well, yes.
Not the lack of enthusiasm. I wasn't looking for this today.
I liked Lothru, and I liked Shadow of Mordor for 5 minutes, but yeah, I liked Lothru.
Well, there is a new one coming, and let me see if I can swing you around on this, because Amazon Game Studios have revealed as of yesterday that they're working on a new Lord of the Rings game, which sounds good, but it is a free-to-play, and I quote, massively multiplayer online release for PC and consoles. Now, free-to-play has a bad rap recently.
Well, yeah.
In some sections. In a lot of sections, it's been viewed as this kind of, you know, quick grab for licenses to cash in on, especially in the mobile space. But this one could be good, because the Amazon Game Studios are working on another MMO called New World, which isn't out yet. They have partnered with, let me get this right, Leo Technologies Holding Limited, who publish free-to-play games like Warframe, which obviously is really very
huge,
good.
Yeah.
So I am actually kind of excited for this, because I love Lord of the Rings, I love Lord of the Rings games, and I want, even though MMOs aren't really my thing, I think you can make a really good one in this universe.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I'm kind of like the opposite to you. Like, the previous Lord of the Rings games maybe weren't my thing, but I love an MMO.
Right.
As for free-to-play MMOs, I was going to say, like, when you said, oh, it's free-to-play, I was going to say, well, look at Warframe, look at Guild Wars 2 as well. Guild Wars 2 has been going since, I think it was 2014, 15 that came out. And it might even be older than that, you know?
Yeah.
And it's still going, and it's still, you know, raking in the money thanks to like cosmetics and stuff like that. So hopefully this is going to be something like that, where you can play for free if you want,
yeah,
and then have a sexy character if you want
I
to spend
want
a little bit of money.
Sexy hobbit character. Just let me live my dream.
I never thought you'd be an elf, man. You're well, like, well tall.
See, this is the thing. In other games, I am. I like to envision myself as a sexy elf, but because this is Lord of the Rings, I'm going to have to go hobbit. The interesting part of this game is obviously it has no real release date or any official details yet, but we do know that it isn't set in the same universe as Amazon's upcoming TV show, which is set thousands of years before the movies and the books.
That's
so
good.
Obviously, yes, it is.
That's good.
So hopefully that does mean we will see, you know, iconic characters, iconic locations, you know, like the Lord of the Rings that we know and love, rather than Amazon's sort of new take on the universe. I quote, this is what they plan on doing. They want to give fans around the globe a new immersive game experience for epic exploration of the vast world of Tolkien. Give me the next news.
Well, just to make this even more awkward, let's talk about Nintendo.
Oh,
because Nintendo
now
are bringing out a new Switch. It's called the Switch Lite, or I'm personally going to call it the Light Switch, because, I mean, why not? Why would you not take advantage
the
of that
one? Light
pun?
Switch, that
the
is brilliant.
It's a little bit smaller. It's roughly, it's like 0.7 of an inch smaller. It's about 100 grams lighter. So it's going to appeal to people with, like, you know, small hands, wee kids, and most importantly, to people who are not bothered about taking it, like, putting it on the TV, because it's only handheld.
Interesting.
Okay, so Switch Lite's coming out, only handheld, a little bit smaller, a little bit cheaper. Sounds good, right? Yes? Well.
What's the drawback? Because all of this sounds really good so far.
It is, and it's about £80 cheaper, which sounds good as well. But only handheld. Now, the Switch's draw for me personally is that it's you have the choice.
Yeah.
Between if you want to have it, if you want to play it docked on the TV, or if you want to play it handheld, you can even take the Joy-Con off and, you know, share one with a friend, play multiplayer. So the Switch Lite at the minute is all just one base sort of unit. You can't take the controllers off. The controllers are attached. Which does have advantages, also has disadvantages. For example, like I mentioned, no like immediate multiplayer when you're out and about. I mean, who does that anyway? I do it maybe, I've done it once this year, maybe.
It's one of those features that I like to think I would use more than I actually do, you know what I mean?
Exactly. But it is nice to have the choice. I think it really is going to appeal to a lot of people. For example, like the younger audience, parents who maybe can't afford a £300 console can now maybe afford a £200 one. It's going to replace the 3DS, essentially. The 3DS is out. It's away. It's gone packing.
It's had a long life.
It's had a very good life, mm-hmm. to be fair. Yeah, so Switch Lite is the nail in the coffin for that.
For me, like, it's interesting that you say, like, obviously I love the Switch and I love having the option to play it on the TV or handheld. And I found myself, and I didn't expect this to be the case, but playing it mostly handheld anyway.
Same,
which
yeah.
Which blew my mind, because the reason I didn't get things like a 3DS or the other Nintendo handhelds is because the idea of gaming, you know, in that form never really appealed to me. And every time I tried it, I didn't really connect with it. But then the Switch came along and suddenly it was the best thing ever, and I didn't realize what I'd been missing all this time, because I think it had the nice balance between, you know, really a big screen console quality games, and I do think that for me is the preferred word to play it, especially because I don't have a pro controller, so I have to use that stupid little Joy-Con thing that you get
I don't think you can call it the Joy-Con, just the Switch Lite control scheme does look a little nicer than the Joy-Cons, for example. Yeah. We do actually have a D-pad now. It doesn't, however, have all the fancy features like the HD Rumble, which is really good on the Switch. It's really, really sophisticated. So it does mean there are certain games you can't play. You won't be able to play 1-2 Switch. Just Dance, that kind of goes without saying. Things like Nintendo Labo, stuff like that. Mario Party was a surprising one. If you want to play these type of games, you need to then go and buy Joy-Con separately, and they're about 75 a great British sterling.
Yeah.
So they're not cheap. But it is going to appeal to people, like you were saying, who think they will only play it handheld.
Are you going to buy this version again?
Absolutely not.
Interesting, because I've seen a lot of like Switch Nintendo lovers saying, I don't need this, but I'm going to buy it. So you're saying it. You say this, Rich, and yet, I'm not sure if I totally believe you.
I am getting married in 3 months, so I don't have a ton of disposable income, but no, it does look like something that would be great to have if you're flipping love Nintendo, you're looking for something you can play lying down in bed that's not going to smack you in the face.
You're going to drop it straight onto your head.
It is going to appeal to a lot of people, not to me personally, though.
Well, speaking of marriage, there is a new marriage of ideas going on over at Creative Assembly.
Oh, yes, Josh Brown.
They are hiring for their new games. If you don't know, Creative Assembly are the team that worked on Alien Isolation. You know,
nice.
In my opinion, one of the strongest horror games of the generation and probably the best alien game out there.
Ooh.
Certainly better than Colonial Marines.
Not hard.
They are hiring for their new IP, which we've known about for some time. We've always known that it's going to be a sci-fi shooter, and that had some of us, including me, holding out hope that it could still be alien-related, but no, I don't think it's going to be, because they are actually hiring for a hero shooter.
Okay. Oh.
Exactly.
Oh.
Which, you know what, I don't want to cast judgment on a game we haven't seen anything about, but to me, that's kind of like 5 years late to the party, if that. We have had so many hero shooters come out to the point where that's no longer really the dominant genre anymore.
Yeah.
It's something like Battle Royale has probably taken over it in terms of, you know, sheer popularity. But you know what? Creative Assembly are good. This is apparently their biggest project ever, so I want this to be a good game. But the position they're looking for, and I quote, they are looking for a lead hero designer who will ensure that game heroes match the creative world and vision of the game, providing compelling gameplay as well. And they also need a broad understanding of monetization, rewards, and art production, which means they are obviously going to microtransaction the crap out of this game when it comes out.
Interesting. So basically, Apex Legends.
Basically, Apex Legends.
To be honest, after Overwatch, the absolute behemoth, still going strong to this day, I didn't think anything could ever come close to it, but Apex did. They did pretty well, but I mean, who's talking about it these days?
That's a good point, although it had a really good launch, and that was probably part of partly down to the weird blend of Battle Royale and Hero Shooter. Even Apex Legends has sort of dropped off recently, and I think a lot of the Hero Shooters have, even former phenomenons like Overwatch, like that player base is declining. That's why we're getting an Overwatch 2. And I think for me, although Hero Shooters are really good, I feel like I've seen too many teams try to make the next big one and kind of fail, even if the games themselves have been all right. Battleborn was a decent game, Lawbreakers was decent enough, but none of them had the pull to actually become a successful property, which is a sham.
Could you call Rainbow Six Siege technically a hero shooter?
That's the exception, I'd say.
Yeah. They're doing really well, obviously. But yeah, it's interesting. Looking forward to hearing more about that for sure. Especially if they're, you know, hiring someone with a specific, like, you know, these characters need to be flipping mint.
Yeah.
That is very, because that is what sold Overwatch to me, was the characters, so you never know.
No one's really replicated the Overwatch sort of formula, even though plenty of people have tried to create these vibrant, iconic characters. I don't think anyone's quite achieved it in the same way that Blizzard did. I don't know what was so special about, like, maybe because it was the first one after a long time, maybe that's just like the novelty of it, but those characters were really appealing to everyone, and yet, even though people have mimicked the art style, haven't quite achieved the same success.
The
sesh is always on the mind. Rich, I think you've got some disappointment coming up for me now.
Disappointment? Well, I don't know. It depends how you look at it. If you look at it with optimism and grace and with an open mind, I could sit here and say to you that Facebook are wanting to make a Splinter Cell VR game, and you could just be excited about it and just accept it. So Facebook are looking at partnering with Ubisoft for, they want to bring Assassin's Creed and Splinter Cell to the Oculus VR. VR is kind of dwindling these days as much as Josh Brown keeps it in business. But I just recently received an Oculus myself, and I tell you what, this is bloody exciting because I feel like Facebook, right? Facebook gets a lot of bad rep because they're big old giants and everybody likes to hate the big successful men. But, and obviously their whole, you know, their policies and that.
Yes.
But I don't know, I think it could be quite cool.
You know, I partly agree. If this was for the PlayStation VR, a console I owned, see, I would be very, very excited for it. So I'm maybe potentially being a bit hypocritical because it's for the Oculus.
Yes.
But I want to see more VR experiences. Like you said, it's kind of, VR was very exciting a few years ago. And while the player base has remained kind of steady, the interest in it from the public is kind of waned a touch. So I think you do need big franchises behind it to sort of, you know, give it a big push. And Assassin's Creed is obviously very huge. And Splinter Cell is obviously very beloved. My only problem is, stop cramming Splinter Cell and Sam Fisher into these other weird experiences and games and refuse to give
me a normal game.
Splinter Cell game.
There's not been a Splinter Cell game in like 6 years.
You don't need to rub it in, Rachel. I don't know what you guys think down in the comments below. Are you looking forward to a Lord of the Rings game? Is the idea of a Splinter Cell VR directly up your street?
It might be amazing.
It might be amazing. Are you going to buy the Switch Lite? And are you looking forward to another hero shooter? Like I said, let us know down in the comments. But even if you don't, can you give us a like, share, subscribe, and head over to whatculture.com for more lists and news like this every single day. I've been Josh. I've been joined by Rachel Shackleton.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll see you soon. Goodbye.
Bye.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.